Along with congressional races and constitutional amendments, North Carolina voters are picking a state Supreme Court justice this fall. Rusty Jacobs reports on that three-way contest.
Incumbent Justice Barbara Jackson isn't battling just Democrat Anita Earls in this election. She must fend off another Republican, too. The other Republican is private practice attorney and one-time registered Democrat Chris Anglin. The GOP-controlled legislature did away with party primaries for judicial races this year. Chris Anglin took advantage of a loophole created by that legislation and re-registered Republican just before filing to run against Jackson. Republican lawmakers accused Anglin of doing so just to siphon votes from Jackson. They drafted a law essentially aimed at keeping him out of the race, but a judge deemed it unconstitutional. WUNC's The State of Things interviewed each of the Supreme Court candidates this week. Anglin said he was not running as a stalking horse for Democrats.
I'm running in order to highlight that judicial partisan elections are a bad idea, and also to give disaffected Republicans the option to vote for someone who will stand up to the General Assembly in their rulings.
Anglin doesn't have the extensive experience of the other two candidates. Jackson has written more than 700 opinions during her 8 years as a Supreme Court justice.
What's important is my judicial philosophy, and I've been clear. I believe in judicial restraint. I believe that our judges have a limited role, and it's reviewing the decisions of the legislature, not acting as a super legislature and substituting our judgment for theirs.
Democrat Anita Earls founded the nonprofit Southern Coalition for Social Justice in 2007, and before that, she worked in the Clinton administration Justice Department as a Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Earls also has successfully argued cases against Republican gerrymandering.
I saw how important it is that we have a fair and impartial court to protect our civil rights. Through doing the redistricting and voting rights cases, I saw how the legislature was trying to take over our courts and also trying to take away from people the right to vote for judges.
This is the first partisan election for state Supreme Court since 2002. Currently, Democrats hold a 4-3 advantage on North Carolina's highest court. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.